really? How was your day?
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red.
This is the show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff all night long. Okay, for one hour. Let's not get...
You got big dreams.
We need to slow
reel
down.
It in.
Aspirations, reel man. In. And my ambitions. I'm writing checks. My butt can't cash with that one. Anyway, you just heard the Doom theme. It was an awesome like reimagining of the Doom theme. Barry,
that's been one that was released with the new alpha.
Oh, nice.
That's
nice.
Where that
okay.
theme came from.
I was worried that it was the theme for the movie with The Rock in it.
Oh, gosh. Poor movie.
Yeah.
They should not have spent all their money on The Rock.
Everyone's like... But Bear, what about the first person sequence at the end?
That was terrible?
And we're like, guys, come on.
It was like the worst possible thing?
It was literally the worst type of thing you could have done in a movie. At that point, you know what would have been better? Just ending the movie. Just the guy dies in the movie. Spoiler. Anyway, listen, hey, this is a show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff. We're glad that you could join us tonight. It is Wednesday.
Guess you had nothing better to do.
It is almost Halloween. That's supposed
blah,
to be like
blah,
a
blah.
Like a Dracula
that
Transylvanian
was,
ghost.
Good gerb.
It was bad. It was very, very bad. What are you being for Halloween, Bear?
I don't know. What do you think I'm being? Take a wild guess.
I think you're being difficult with answering the question. What are you?
What am I being?
Are you being Morgan Freeman from Driving Miss Daisy?
Wow,
is that what you
were?
Are you?
Fun fact: my mother used to have that oven that was in Daisy's house.
What?
That's nerd knowledge.
Yeah, that's
the same oven. I grew up with the same oven that Miss Daisy owned in her house.
The actual Miss Daisy?
In the movie.
Like the real?
The real movie, Miss Daisy.
No, the real oven or just like the type of oven?
Oh, the same type.
Oh, and it's like, man.
No, it was the actual movie from the production.
I had
that. That was hilarious.
That was ridiculous. I thought those were just
no,
props.
Come on, I'm a Team Rocket member.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
What are you, a nerd?
I'm just going to be a ninja.
Ninja? Oh,
I'm just gonna wear. I'm gonna wear a hoodie. I'm gonna be a hoodie ninja.
A hoodie.
And I'll have. Yeah, I'm a ninja. I'm a hoodie ninja from
yeah,
MC
I got
Chris.
You.
We're not gonna play that for obvious reasons. But anyway, what we are gonna play is some music, and we're gonna play us.
We're gonna play us.
If you want to hear more of this. And I don't know why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you want to hear this?
You must be really bored.
You can go online and you can download and listen to all of this. Read all of our news on our website.
You can
Bear,
even
what?
Just stream it.
Where can they stream?
Where? You can go to exppoints.com if you double tap the P.
That's very cool. Did you know that we have social media?
I've heard.
Well, I'm going to tell everybody
else.
I'm not
very social.
We have a social media landing page at exppoints.com/social. It's where you can go to find out about Twitters,
where you can find me.
And the Facebook and the Google Plus. I don't know for how much longer, though, because that's like...
I love how we keep adding the Google
Plus. That's a dying technology.
I thought Google even announced they're going to discontinue it.
Yeah, but I mean, we still have cassette tapes, and vinyls are making a comeback. Maybe MySpace.
Well, that's
because
vinyls have a good
audio
recording.
That's the one thing. You know what? That's the one thing Experience Points does not have. We do not have a MySpace. But we just as easily could. Yeah,
yep.
We could. I wonder if EXP Points could have a Tinder account. Let's see if we can do that. Nerdlove.com. I don't know if that's a thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try that. Anyway,
be careful because one of us here is married.
That's it. Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna cut two songs. We're gonna come back, and we're talking about what we did this past week. This is On and On by Kirby Crackle. Good stuff and new stuff on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard On and On by Kirby Crackle. This is the segment where we talk about what we did last week. Bear, what did you do? What's been going on, man?
Found my DS,
awesome.
Like I had mentioned last week, and had to restart Pokemon, but I've gotten Pokemon X, and I got 7 of the 8 badges. And working on the last one.
That's almost all of them. 7/8 of them.
Yeah. 4 out of 3 people have trouble with fractions, so I'm proud of you.
This is 3.5. What is it? 3.5 quarters? What? 3.5 quarters, is that it?
Your face. Also played a lot of Splatoon. Been playing the single player through that right now.
There's a single player?
Yeah, there is actually.
There's like a single player in Counter-Strike? What?
Yeah, there is.
How?
So, yeah. No, been collecting Zapfish to get our power back from the Octolings. So that's the thing. And there's amiibo challenges. And I found the amiibos. I mentioned that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you have to play through the single layer, and then you do the challenges with the amiibos. And that requires you to use a different weapon and such like that. So that's pretty much what I've been up to. And you're staring at me all crazy.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, is it important? I think it's what you said. I've never played a Metal Gear Solid game. Is it important that I do that before I pick up Metal Gear Solid 5? I feel like I missed something in Splatoon, though. Like, maybe was there like a comic or a TV show that I should watch before this?
No, you should just dive in.
Though I'll call it. There was a Heavy Gear TV show, and there was a Heavy Gear game. I imagine that Nintendo will probably make a Splatoon TV show. If they haven't already.
I would say I'd want that, but I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Because, I remember, the Mario show.
You remember Action Man?
Yeah.
Action Man. It was just, it was what we did in the 90s, the 80s and the 90s to promote Transformers and He-Man and everything. You just make an 80s cartoon.
I would love an 80s cartoon of Splatoon.
That'd be ridiculous.
Just a terrible, awesome,
there would be that
ridiculous.
The super crazy sidekick that's completely useless, snarf snarf.
Maybe a kid that got stuck as a squid could never change back.
They call him Squid McSquiddington or something. Something stupid. Maybe he's got an English accent.
Randomly. Oh, and speaking of Splatoon, next weekend is the Splatfest, and this is the first time I've ever disagreed with Mary. And it's Pirates versus Ninjas.
And who's Mary for?
What? You want to guess?
The Ninjas. Why do you disagree with her?
Because Pirates are way better.
I mean, ninjas never die of scurvy. They die of combat. So, get wrecked.
Yeah, but, Pirates have style.
Do they?
And booty.
Okay.
They have lots of booty.
If you want to get booty, become a pirate.
You want to be booty, get a pirate.
That's... So, I...
so, what did you do, Mr. Ninja?
I've been playing a lot of smaller games.
Smaller games? You have, small, medium, and large games?
Yeah. So, a large game...
Is an MMO, extra large?
Yes. And that's actually correct. So...
Hey, I'm good.
You look at a big game would be, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, because it takes a lot of time to get into it. It's got a big story. It's not it is compartmentalized into missions, but, those are all contiguous-type missions or whatever.
So, Minesweeper would be a small game.
Minesweeper would be an incredible, a minute game. A casual game, even.
Filthy casuals.
So I've been playing a game called Maya. And Maya has been out for a little while. It's made by a guy called Simon Roth, I think. And it's just one. It's one of those games where it's an awesome story about one developer making his game. And it's a game. It's a planet, a god game based around building a base in a planet's surface. It's fully 3D. He's done all of the engine work himself. He has not used anything else. I mean, I'm sure maybe OpenGL or something, to do it.
Well, I would
assume. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he's built everything from scratch. It is super, super nice. There are crazy things that you can do when you do that, when you take forever to build this type of thing, because there are so many little niceties, creature comfort things that he's built in. And I've been playing a lot of that. And he recently went through a bug fixing phase where he fixed a ton of bugs that were open, a lot of issues that were being tracked. He fixed a bunch of those bugs and made the game really, really playable now. So I've been playing a lot of that, and I'll probably be putting some videos up on that. In the same vein, though, I've been playing this game called Planet Base, you build a base on a planet.
Okay.
And it's...
That's what I love about Chinese restaurants, because the titles are, the names are never confusing.
Best place.
Best place. Or, China buffet. I'm guessing there's Chinese food on a buffet.
Right.
I love it.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
There's no question. And
no question in the food.
Planet Base is very, very good. It came out, I think, maybe middle of last week, maybe the 25th.
Mm-hmm. Fancy.
And it was really, really good. I bought it for $15. I've been playing it. I probably played it about 10 hours since then. And it's hard. It's one of those games where I think I may have even talked about it on last show. I'm still in that mode where I'm succeeding. I'm getting better at supporting my colonists and getting more colonists. But I'm always presented with a new challenge. And that's the best thing that I can think of, is getting through a game, completing, the thing that held me back previously, and then eventually overcoming that. And then just getting stopped 20 minutes later with the next big challenge, the next big obstacle that I didn't know about, that I totally know about now, that I will then play 5 more hours trying to beat. So, I mean, it's a really, really, in that regard, if you like being challenged in a completely fair way, You know,
that's a good way to put it.
It's a completely fair
it's
way.
Not There's, difficult for the sake of being
difficult. The one thing that happened to me was that I had an engineer, and the engineer fixes and builds things. And the engineer and the robot that he was fixing were both stuck in a connecting bit, like a conduit.
Okay.
Between two pieces of the base, and a meteor hit that conduit, killed the guy, damaged the conduit, and damaged the robot. No one else could repair the conduit to get the robot out, and nobody else could build anything on the base, and I hadn't built a landing pad, so I couldn't radio in for another engineer. So it was this. It was effectively like a slow death at that point, that then everything started breaking, and I couldn't produce any more spares to fix them, so then it was a very fast death at that point. But it was logarithmic than exponential.
Fair point.
I've gotten those two games, started
you're
playing
saying,
those.
You're saying colonizing space is hard.
Yeah, man. Especially the red planet. You know, I've got the red, the blue, and the red, blue, and the green. And
oh, is that how they are?
Yeah, red is the first planet. You need 10 achievements or whatever, 10 expansions. And it's just you get an expansion every time you do something the very first time that's really big. You do 10 of them, and you can go to the next planet. That's then harder, and you get 10, and then you get another planet, and you get 10 on that, and that's the game so far. Played a little bit of a little bit more of Prey. Probably about halfway done playing through Prey. Kind of had to pause playing Fear 2 Project Origin. Because it was bad, just because I was playing a lot of Fear and I was getting burnt out on Fear.
I could see that happening.
And a completely non-geek thing. I told you last week, I bought a bed. I bought a king-size bed.
Fancy.
And
didn't even have Wi-Fi.
I put it together. No. I put it together, and then I got the frame, the mattress frame, the bed frame,
mm-hmm.
and I got the headboard at my house today. So I'm an adult now. At some point,
I
leveled up. I got a king size bed.
Well, I have a mattress in the corner in Splatoon. I'm totally an adult.
I think you're either a kid or a squid at this point.
Yep, completely adult with responsibilities. One thing I didn't do is I did not buy Halo 5 yet.
Yeah, and you know what? I feel like that's probably a good thing. One, you haven't played Halo 4.
I haven't played Halo 4, and I don't have I really want the Xbox.
Dude, the Halo Edition looks
like,
really good.
I don't want them to sell out of that.
They'll make more. And to be
you
honest,
think they will?
Yeah, I think they'll make more because they know they can sell it. And
I want that one.
You know, it's one of those so things pretty. Where it's like people selling things on eBay aren't helping the people that they bought it from.
No.
So I mean, they're gonna keep selling them until they.
So I'm
stop
doing
making
the adult thing,
money.
And I'm gonna borrow 4 from you, play that, and then buy the Xbox and everything.
That seems pretty responsible.
Yeah. See, I am an adult.
Good life choices.
Got him.
We're going to cut to Sue Songs, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about our main segment, PlayStation 2. Turned 15 this past Monday,
so
October 26th, turned 15. So this is Hey Mario by Patent Pending, and then Zombies Ate My Neighbor by Megaran and Richie Branson. You're hearing it here on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points, the show where we talk about stuff. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Zombies Ate My Neighbor by Megaran and Richie Branson. Before that, Hey Mario by Patent Pending. Bear,
what's
15,
up?
15 years ago, this week, 15 years ago.
Wow.
That's American,
over a decade.
Yeah, it was like 1.5 decades.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That was the American release date of the PlayStation 2.
And in fact, it was the final nail in the coffin for the Dreamcast.
Yes, actually, which is, you know, it's bittersweet because I like the Dreamcast, though I never owned one.
I have one.
I never owned one.
It's a great console.
When it was coming out.
Okay, fair enough.
But I've owned 3 since then. And
dude, you know what? I need to get Jet Set Radio for that.
Jet Set Radio? Yes.
I love that game.
Yes. It was yes.
So, yes. It was yes.
It was
good
yes.
Gerb.
Good gerb. Anyway, so the PlayStation
2
was a fantastic piece of machinery.
Dude, it could play, wait for it. DVD movies.
Yes, that's actually what killed the Dreamcast pretty much was that the Dreamcast couldn't do it. and DVD players were about as expensive as the PlayStation 2 was. So, I mean,
yep.
There was no reason to really not buy a PlayStation at that point. So, good. You know what? Good on Sony for reading the market and understanding what exactly the best option at the time was to get this into the hands of, like, moms and dads and kids.
And also great decision on not going with the boomerang controller.
Yes. Though that was more of a PS3. That was PS3.
That was PS3?
That was the PS3.
Okay, my
bad. But still, you know what? Still good job, Sony.
But still good job on that. Next generation, good job on not the boomerang.
Yeah, we'll call it what it is. But no, the PlayStation 2, it was fast, though not as fast as the Xbox, the original Xbox, which wasn't out at the time.
But Halo I believe Halo is what saved the Xbox, or else I don't think they would be around still.
No, maybe not. But no, the PlayStation 2, it had built-in, or it could have a modem attachment.
Yeah,
it could. It did a lot what the Dreamcast was doing, a lot of the same stuff. But it just the games on it were better. It was not as Japanese. Dreamcast was super, super Japanese.
It really was, and it was awesome.
But I think the best thing about the PS2, and in my case, whenever I got a PS2, I got it for Christmas of 15 years ago on Christmas.
I actually never got one. I went Xbox at the time.
You see, and I hope you understand that mistakes help build who you are. Halo. There you go. Okay.
Halo.
I know the very first game I played on the PlayStation 2 was actually Final Fantasy VII, which was a PlayStation 1
game. After 9, I wasn't interested because that was the best one ever made.
Oh, okay.
So,
But I guess my point that I want to bring up is that it was backwards compatible.
It was.
And that was the best thing, was that you could have your already existing, your entire game lineup so far, you could play it. You could bring it up on the PlayStation 2, and it would work fine. You'd still use all your old memory cards.
The original one actually had a PlayStation in it, like the entire chipset for it.
All of PlayStation 2s had original PlayStations.
I thought it was an update later on where they took
that out. No, that's PS3.
God.
Get out of the previous generation. Go two back. So let's go ahead. We're gonna go through. This is a PlayStation 2 centric show. We're not gonna talk too much more about the hardware. We're gonna talk about some game series that really started, or if they didn't start, they made the PlayStation a force to be reckoned with and a platform you wanted to have in your house.
And that library it supported was probably one of the most expansive ever.
I think it was actually.
Yeah.
I think it was the most expansive for, like, if you look at how good the games were, like how, like, not Metacritic, but if you look at the rating system, I can't remember how many thousands or millions of copies games have sold that were on the PlayStation 2. It is the best-selling console, period,
of all
by
time.
Like a large margin. We don't have numbers on that because we're not going to
just
read.
Believe us.
Believe
we're
us.
Nerds. Believe it.
We have a microphone. What do you got?
Come on.
What do you got?
They wouldn't let me on the air.
You
want to
be PewDiePie?
You
can't be PewDiePie, okay? He turned 26, by the way.
Did
another
he?
Cool thing from
Good
Sony.
Job.
They sent him a custom happy 26th birthday PlayStation 4 DualShock 4 controller.
Oh, that's amazing.
So,
I still wish I could get the anniversary edition.
If you were famous and you had billions of dollars to make money, or millions of dollars from doing your thing, and you can afford your controllers, you'll get a free one from Sony. So,
I mean, what do you give someone who has everything?
A custom
controller.
I don't know.
That's what you give.
A custom controller, I guess. Let's go ahead and break into some of these games. These are in no certain order. A lot of them are really. We're skipping over a lot of them, but
hat trick.
Yeah. So Madden. Madden NFL series.
That made the console for me, man.
Right. Madden NFL. I didn't particularly like it, but everyone else did. The NFL, Madden
to be
NFL.
Fair, that game has had to have grossed so much money over the years.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, it's made a ton of money, but Madden was a big deal in PlayStation 2. Likewise, the SSX series. So, SSX 3, which was a snowboarding game. It wasn't Cool Borders.
Nope.
Though Cool Borders did have fairly lackluster entries for the PlayStation 2, but SSX did very well. The Hot Shot Golf series. It was this funny series. I remember playing
I do remember that.
On the PlayStation, the original PlayStation, PS1. And then they brought it over to the PlayStation 2 and expanded it, and it was very, very cool. We had Okami, which I think originally was for the GameCube. Maybe the PlayStation 2.
I
can't remember. It was a cross-platform game, though, and eventually they re-released it in now the previous generation, but at the time, the next generation, PS3. Okami was something great from Capcom that was not Resident Evil.
What?
It wasn't Mega Man. It wasn't, you know, any of this. Street Fighter. Like, it was from Capcom, the best possible thing that Capcom could have done at the time is not another, you know, plus one to the title game. Not another Resident Evil, another
sometimes,
this or that.
I wish more companies would understand that's sometimes the better option.
Yep. The Onimusha series, so Japanese legends and puzzles and awesome CG, just fantastic stuff. The Prince of Persia series. So Sands of Time.
That has got to be one of the longest running series.
I think it's, well, from the beginning, yeah. Yeah, back in the day, yeah. The MSX, yeah, definitely. But I know this introduced wall running. This introduced the rewinding time and everything concepts to the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, because of all the leaps of faith you had to take.
Right. It was such a good series, though.
It really was.
I remember I even went so far as to, I think I was at a Big Lots or something. I saw it for the PC.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
No, I love me some bargains.
Yeah, you do.
I saw the PC version. And I bought it just on a whim. I've never played the PC version. Got all four games, even the new one that they redid that didn't work out so well. That was Ubisoft, one of Ubisoft's greatest series of all time. Changing gears a little bit from like action adventure platformer to complete outright terrifying Japanese horror. The Fatal Frame series.
Yes. That one was legitimately terrifying.
It was really, really terrifying. And I know I'm misremembering this, but I think there was a version of the game. This could be a completely different game, actually. It is. Never mind. I'm just going to stop talking. There was a game on the GameCube
that would take control of the hardware.
It would corrupt it. I can't remember. It's not really relevant.
No. It wasn't Fatal Frame.
Ico and Shadows of the Colossus.
Shadows of the Colossus.
Fantastic series of, and they're not related except that they have the same developer. But
if you have not played Shadow of the Colossus yet, stop listening. Or no, keep listening and play it.
Yeah, go play it. They have an HD remake for that and for Ico on the PlayStation Network right now.
Dude, buy it now.
Very good.
Do it.
On PlayStation 2, the greatest thing at the time was just how many pixels, how many polygons that this thing could push.
Which was honestly kind of crazy for the time.
Yeah, oh yeah. Now, especially later on when they got progressive scan TVs, 16:9 aspect ratios, things like that. Things that we take advantage for or take for granted now.
Today.
But Shadow of the Colossus had like living, breathing environment creatures with hair that you would actually, as a mechanic, use them to crawl up the bodies of these big, giant things that would lumber around the environment very slowly, but so fast once you're trying to climb up them. Very, very cool.
It was very interesting.
The Devil May Cry series, so 1, 2, and 3.
It's a popular one.
1 and 3, probably better than 2, but button mashers. You know, you think of Bayonetta today.
Yes.
Devil May Cry sort of started that crazy, zany, Japanese-influenced, but then also American-tendencied game series with Devil May Cry. Fantastic. The Jak and Daxter series. So Jak and Daxter, Jak, we're going to forget about the Daxter game for PSP because it really was terrible. But Jak and Daxter, anything, you can see a lot of these games have been re-released with HD remakes for the PlayStation 3.
Because they were that good.
They were that good.
Honestly, I think PS2 was kind of a golden age for PlayStation.
Absolutely. Well, for video games in general, because in the PS2.
That's true. A lot of good things were happening.
In the PS2 generation, I think it was Generation 6, I think. Because there's the mobile generation.
We got microphones. Whatever we say is right.
Yeah, whatever we say is right. Anyway, the generations that, you know, the original Xbox came out in.
Mm-hmm.
The generation after the N64, which introduced things like, all right, you're not gonna multi-tap. We've got 4 ports on the device.
Yeah.
And that
was such a big thing.
The Dreamcast followed that. The original Xbox followed it. The PlayStation 2 didn't, but that's because it had a PlayStation 2 multi-tap that you could do it.
Right.
And it was so crazy. Now everything's wireless. We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But after that the GameCube followed it, and then everything went wireless after that. But yeah, you notice.
I still prefer wired connections.
You notice that a lot of these games have been remade with HD and HDified. So really, really cool. Gran Turismo, fantastic driving simulation.
Simulator. I would like to emphasize.
It's not Ridge Racer. Simulator. It's not NASCAR Rally. It's not an arcade game. It is very, very. People get in fights over Gran Turismo and Forza. And they do. And these are the games that you want.
These are the games that you build entire rigs for.
Right. Yeah. Whenever you look at Gran Turismo on the PlayStation 2 back in the day, yeah, you could tell it's a previous gen game or a previous gen game, but it still looked far beyond better than any game at the time that was pushing that type of graphical fidelity. It's really, really awesome. The Ratchet and Clank series, which was a platformer series very similar to Jak and Daxter, but with more of a sci-fi element.
Yeah, very fun, very humorous.
The best thing about this now is that not only did they also get an HD remake,
they're getting new
games in the series all the time, and they're getting a full-length feature movie coming out next year. Full voice cast, very famous people. I think Nolan North in there. Tara Strong might be in there. All of these great people, great, you know, voice actors are coming back to do the Ratchet and Clank movie.
Yeah, movies based on video games always make me nervous because I've yet to see a good one.
I think in this universe it will work it's effectively the first game or the first and second game being thrown. You know, it's starting. It may even restart the entire universe, but that's okay because you've already got you've got all of this stuff under your belt.
Yeah.
You got all of these, I think it was Insomniac, it may be Insomniac or Naughty Dog. I can't remember who made, I know Naughty Dog did Jack and Daxter. I thought they did Ratchet and Clank. Maybe not, no, I think it was Insomniac.
Again, microphone, you're always right.
It's Insomniac. But you get to recreate your entire universe because you've got all of the other games under your belt. You've tried, you have failed, you have succeeded. Take all of your successes, put them in a new game, add some, you know, slap some polish on it, make it HDified, 4K that thing, and then go. Words. So Kingdom Hearts is actually one of my favorite series of all time.
I still have got to play that.
Kingdom Hearts is very, very cool. Again,
not played
it was so good.
It.
It's been HDified. It's been HD remade.
I'm going to play it, I swear.
Kingdom Hearts, they have 1.5, 2.5, and now 2.7 is coming out. Really, 1.5 and 2.5 are the only ones you really need. Just HD versions of 1 and 2. All of the intermediary things, just watch a YouTube video to catch up on the story. Because Birth by Sleep and things, Days 365 or whatever, you don't really need any of that. And I'm saying that from someone who is really enjoys the big console versus the little console. I like playing it on like a TV, not on a DS. I think that's a personal preference, but just my thing. Since you haven't played it, if you have, I hope you know what I'm talking about. Resident Evil 4, which originally came out for the GameCube, made its PlayStation debut and fixed a lot of the problems that it had in the original release on the GameCube. I can't exactly remember everything that it changed, but I know it looked graphically better because at the time the GameCube
The PlayStation had better graphics hardware
It was able to push more. The fog looked a little bit better, and I know I'm complaining about fog, but I mean it made such a big deal, especially in games like Resident Evil 4 and Silent Hill 2, which Silent Hill 2 is heralded as the best Silent Hill, period.
I can agree with that.
Silent Hill 1 wasn't bad, but Silent Hill 2, far beyond better than its predecessor, than the original. And with the increased graphical fidelity of the PlayStation 2, it was able to just do so much.
I could get behind that.
God of War series made its debut on the PlayStation 2.
Did it? I could have sworn that was PS3.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. God of War 1, God of War 2, God of War 3 was on PS3.
Okay.
But God of War 1 and 2 are now HD remade. In fact, I'm pretty sure God of War 3 now has like a PlayStation 4 HD remake on it. And which we're getting a little crazy out of that, but
I must say, honestly, that is actually a problem I have right now. It's just, it seems like everyone's remaking like HD remixes of everything instead of making new content.
Well, nothing is new. Nothing is new anymore.
Splatoon is new.
And it's, well, okay, that's true. That's absolutely true.
It's an original series from Nintendo.
You are 100%.
And honestly, that's something Nintendo needed to do, was an original series.
Yeah, they've been using
old
Zeldas,
legacies.
The Zeldas, the Marios, the Smash Brothers, the Star Fox. I would do for a new Star Fox game. Maybe the new
Star.
They are. I'm hoping that it'll be more like Star Fox 64 than like the previous Star Fox Adventures or whatever. I didn't care about the RPG elements and the adventure elements in adventure, but whatever. Soul Calibur 2.
That's a bit of a popular one.
It was the one that came out on PlayStation 2, and I believe that's when they started introducing all of the. That's when they started doing the. You buy this console, you get a special character or whatever.
That's what started all this madness?
I think Soul Calibur 2 did that. And for 2, I want to say it was Yoda or something. Maybe that was Soul Calibur 3.
I can't remember. I think that was 3. I think 3 had Yoda.
Bully, which was from Rockstar, which we're going to get to in a little bit. But Bully was effectively Grand Theft Auto on the PlayStation 2 in like a prep school for boys, like an all-boy prep school.
Because that's a game that we all needed.
It was pretty awesome. It was a mischievous little game where you were this little crap attitude kid and you got sent away to boarding school and you weren't going to have any of it. So you just, you got in fights, you got in gangs, you used slingshots. It was fun and great all at the same time. While we're on that topic, Grand Theft Auto. Started with Grand Theft Auto 3, went on to Vice City, went on to, I think they had Liberty City Stories eventually on PlayStation 2. I know that was a mobile game, but they may have gone directly to PlayStation 3 with that one. They may have not had a pit stop. But San Andreas.
San Andreas.
That's the stop of the PlayStation 2 versions. But some people like Vice City better, and I can definitely feel that. Like, you know, one is One is Miami, and the other is like Detroit. So, and then three, I think, is just New York or whatever, some metropolis. But all of these games, they introduced so much. The first 3D, you know, they didn't do 3D before that.
Nope, second, it used to be top down.
It used to be top down. Tons of weapons. You know, just all these adult concepts that maybe they existed in part or fashion before. Grand Theft Auto put them all together. And with a stunning voice cast, at least in Vice City and then in San Andreas. And now we see Grand Theft Auto 5.
That one, it was a bit of a flop, I believe.
Grand Theft Auto 5? Yeah, right. Moving on, we had Star Wars Battlefront 2. Battlefront is getting remade by EA and by DICE, I believe. Yeah. Battlefront 2.
I keep hearing mixed results on that.
Yeah, they're that's about how they are mixed. Yeah. Battlefront 2, though, was amazing. Such a good thing. Third person, it was just all of the great Star Wars things from the original series, the original trilogy, all thrown into a game. We couldn't ask for a better game. Hopefully they're going to deliver a better game because that'd be great. But
again, remember, we're still in early testing.
Yeah, we couldn't ask for one at the time. The Guitar Hero series. We would not have Rock Band or Guitar Heroes on the current gen without the previous gen. And Guitar Hero 1, which didn't do that great, but Guitar Hero 2, which was the best Guitar Hero in my opinion. Then there was a guitar.
Is that the one? Which one had Guitar? The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Is like the final.
That was Guitar Hero 3.
I liked it just for that reason.
That was after the Harmonix sold it to Activision.
Okay.
And pulled out and went and made Rock Band. So Guitar Hero 3 came out, and I believe Rock Band came out at the same time. And those were games that were spanning both platforms, the Xbox and the and in the Guitar Hero's cases, the Xbox, the PlayStations, and the and the Nintendo's platforms at the time. I know the Wii's and whatever. So the really cool thing was Rock Band, like Guitar Hero, eventually became current gen, previous gen, and multi-platform on all gen. So all that was really, really good.
Yes,
PlayStation 2 versions of Final Fantasy. Not the MMO, not Final Fantasy 11, but Final Fantasy X, so Final Fantasy 10 and Final Fantasy 12.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy X did voice acting for the very first time in Final Fantasy's games. It was fantastic. It set the bar high.
Again, 9's my favorite, but no, it was a really good
one. It was a really good one. People say, you know, the newcomers to Final Fantasy had a treat whenever they played this game. I wasn't new to Final Fantasy, so whenever I played Final Fantasy X, and I ended up buying the HD remake, whenever I played 10, I liked it, but at the same time, I'm like, well, you know, I'm waiting for the next thing. Final Fantasy 12, in my opinion, super underrated. Completely underrated. I love that game. I love the Gambit system. Everything about it was really, really great. I could really care less about the story, but you know, it was.
You're like
was.
The only person ever.
Yeah,
I believe who doesn't play Final Fantasy for the story. Yeah. Good gerb.
I don't really. Yeah. So what? And then the last game we're going to talk about is another series game, but I waited because it is my personal favorite, one of my favorite series ever, the Metal Gear Solid series. Now, obviously, Metal Gear Solid 1 started on PlayStation. PlayStation 2 saw the HD version, though, and I say HD compared to like the original one. It carried over all the right things from Metal Gear Solid 1 into Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. This was just amazing. At the time, the cinematography, cinematographic nature of the games, the voice acting that was still fantastic from the previous games, all of the story that was built in, and that was just in 2. They took all the best things about 2, put it in 3. I would say that Snake Eater is probably one of the best games that has ever been released.
Period. Of all the games. Wow.
In the history of history, you can put me down. Snake Eater may be one of the best games. I mean, I'm sure it is one of the best games.
Oh, I'm sure it's on the list.
I wrote a game once. It's one of the best games ever. I mean, it may be the last one, but.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess TLDR, if you're just tuning in, PlayStation 2, turn 15, Monday. October 26th.
It's well into its teens.
It's
going to be driving soon.
With
all that Grand Theft Auto practice?
Maybe not.
Oh, good Lord.
Maybe not. Maybe we may have self-driving cars by then. But
Tesla's got them.
PlayStation, yeah, they do.
It's out now.
PlayStation 2 had a ton of great games, a fantastic lineup, probably the best lineup out of any generation of games that we've had. And without that device, without that console, and without the plethora of games that was on the platform, I highly doubt we'd have really awesome games now. Like, it's one of those things that when we talked about the video game crash in the 1980s,
yeah.
Without the scare, without Nintendo saying we're going to start licensing everything, without that stuff, we wouldn't be where we're at today. And I think it's very similar. You know, without the PlayStation era, without the PlayStation 2 era, it's still the best console it's ever been. You know, numbers wise, it's the best
absolutely.
Console that's ever been sold. Without that, we wouldn't have had the PS3, obviously. We wouldn't have the PlayStation 4. We wouldn't have competition. Microsoft and Nintendo would be able to do whatever. Maybe they wouldn't even be in it. Without the PlayStation 2, Microsoft may have never gotten into the running.
Gaming could be dead, man.
Gaming could be dead, man. Exactly. We're going to cut to a song. We'll come back. We're going to end out the show. This is Bring Back Toonami by Richie Branson. We'll catch you after the flip. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU. Flop.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
We're almost out of time, but hey, listen.
Happens thanks, every week, I swear.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
It's a pleasure.
It's always been great.
I hope you all have a very spooky Halloween.
I'm glad. Yeah, you know, it is almost Halloween. A lot of our audio from this episode has been Halloween-based.
You're welcome.
So it's either about dead things. or it's about ghost things.
Or undead things.
Or it's about zombie things, like zombies.
Zombie things.
Zombie things like zombies.
Guys.
We didn't do anything with Dracula, did we?
Oh, man, did we not do a Dracula
song? I don't think
thing?
We didn't do a Dracula song. We might have to pull that together. You know, it's always... I was talking to somebody the other
Poor
day.
Dracula always
and
gets
I said,
left out.
I said, Halloween and Christmas are like my best times of year. And they're like, why? I'm like, because I'm totally... Like, I'm able to watch Nightmare Before Christmas at
also,
both of those
I just
times.
Thought about we did not play Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, and we're not going to do the a cappella version of What's This? We're not going to do that.
What's This?
But we totally could. We know all the words.
Yes, we do.
No, I said, you know, it's great because I get to
watch that tonight.
I get to watch this with like, you know, people in my family. My godson, he's 10 years old, and I get to watch this with him, and he's never seen it before. And I'm like, awesome!
Crazy.
I get to go trick or treating with kid, like with my family, with like you know members of my family, not just by myself or with some random kids. That's not okay.
Yeah. At this point in our lives, you have to have like a godson or something for
it
to be okay.
You have to have some like plausible reason.
Yeah,
to be where you're at.
So you're a little old to be trick or treating. You're a kid.
Yep.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What are you doing here at the Pokemon movie? This is my. I'm taking my SO's son out.
Yeah.
You know, and then Jimmy, get away from that man. That strange man using you as a prop. We do this every week, so please definitely check us back next Wednesday. But if you don't have time, or if you want to check us out before then, we have a website with all of our audio on it. Bear, what is the website?
It's exppoints.com, double tap the P.
We're also on social media, if you can believe that.
You should also double tap zombies.
You can, yeah, you should.
Just to be sure.
You can go to exppoints.com/social to find out all of our social media offerings, like, subscribe, and follow, and do whatever you're supposed to do on all those sites. We also have PayPal and Patreon. If you'd like to donate money to us, please PayPal and Patreon. And
we have agreed to do ridiculous things if you give us any dollars.
And we're open to like other things.
Honestly,
as well.
I'll do ridiculous things for a Klondike bar.
Well, or
can they ship Klondike bars through the internet?
$1.50 for a Klondike bar. It's easier to just get the money, honestly. We also have a significant amount of video game servers. If you'd like to join any of the Experience Point servers, please go to exppoints.com/servers. And just look at all of what we have. We have
it's
a ton
fancy.
Of things. We're always
we're
always
doing the Minecraft one soon. By the way,
the Minecraft one is up and it's awesome. We have a lot of mods on it. I think it's a Spigot. Server, which is really good. It's like what Bucket used to be, but before they shut them down or whatever. But Spigot is up and running and it's fine and it's great. We have a map. It's really cool too. A Mumble server and tons of source material. Anyway, it's really really good. So please check that out if you have the time. And we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, and we're online, so you can stream us there to exppoints.com again for those that didn't catch it. We're out of time, Bear.
Yes, we are.
Every week.
Out of time and over budget.
Out of time and over budget. But before we leave, we're gonna play two more songs. We're gonna end. With a song that you actually brought to us, Batty, by Odyssey Eurobeat. It's pony-based, but it's pretty cool.
It's okay.
It's pony, but I mean, it's giddy up,
it's
whatever.
Good.
And then
it's
Living Dead by No More Kings. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. We'll see you next week on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.